Happy St. Patrick's Day. Oh, I have a treat for you. In 2017, my life took an unexpected turn when I encountered in the spirit Patrick's Shield, a mysterious artifact with a powerful presence. Little did I know that this would lead me on a journey of transparency, confronting the courts of heaven. As I delve deeper into this mystical realm, I realized that even the most fantastical tales often hold elements of truth. Jesus, truth himself. Amidst this surreal experience, a transcendent melody known as the deer's cry echoed through the air. Its lyrics stirring something deep within me. It seemed to be a key to unlock the secrets surrounding Patrick's Shield, offering clues to its origin and purpose. Through the verses of this ancient song, I began to unravel the intricate story behind the shield and the supernatural power at play in its existence. In this episode, I discuss beings versus entities, the seat of mercy, and a powerful and graphic healing experience, my personal testimonies with Patrick's Shield, and a valiant prayer in song from yours truly. But you're going to have to wait till the end. As the pieces of this puzzle slowly fall into place, the story of Patrick's Shield emerges like a tapestry woven from threads of magic and destiny. Each revelation brought me closer to understanding the true significance of this mystical artifact and the role it was destined to play in the grand tapestry of existence. Oh, you're going to have a really good time. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Now that we are face to face with you, God, would you show us how this stuff works? Light, time, creation, angels, dimensions, and all the spiritual woo-woo. And oh, by the way, hello, I need a refresher course on Husband 101. My dog needs healing. Church, don't get me started. And how do I grow my business? Welcome to Interviewing Jesus Podcast. I'm your hostess, Kristen Wambach, author, entrepreneur, ordained pastor, helping you live life confident and spiritually brave. Join me and my guest as we unpack journeys of life, bridge the beyond, and explore dimension where love reigns supreme. The truth is, Father loves the sassy ones. We never stop asking him really good questions. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this festive St. Patrick's Day. Yes, I have green on. Hey, did you notice a bit of a facelift on the intro? What'd you think? Something magical about stepping across your 100th episode, right? Oh, yes, a little bit of change. That's what we get, change. So here we are with the winds of change blowing into our lives. Amen. Ooh, yay. St. Patty's Day. And I actually, my husband and I are going on a vintage train ride this evening with our son and his wife, my best girlfriend. And so up out of Lebanon, we're taking a steam train up into the mountains for a dinner ride this evening, a St. Patty's one. Woohoo! I am really looking forward to that. So today's takeaways how I encountered Patrick Shield and the story that began in 2017. Mystical tales have measures of truth. Go ask Jesus. The Deer Cries song and lyrics, and the story of Patrick Shield. Ooh, my goodness, a whopping good show for you today. And if you need just a little get up and go to get it done, I'm going to invite you to check out my newest planner I published yesterday. It's called Bossy Pink, totally geared for us big dreamers. And another little reminder, if you are brand spanking new to journaling and you want to try Evernote, I offered my own personal daily A Year in Miracles template just for Intentional Now listeners for only 99 cents. Yep, it's a really good place to start. And I always leave you the links below. Like most of the mystical encounters Jesus leads me into, Patrick Shield came as a familiar surprise. The story of the saint touches my heart every year on St. Patty's Day. So let's kind of bring it into the forefront here if you aren't familiar with it. According to tradition, St. Patrick wrote this prayer in 433 AD, and he wrote it for divine protection before successfully converting the Irish king Logar. I tried to write that out phonically. Logar. I think I got it right. And his subjects from paganism to Christianity, right? And so the breastplate refers to as a piece of armor, literally, that he wore in spiritual battle and a serious battle, right? So St. Patrick sang this song in a prayer form when an ambush was laid against him by Logar, that he might not go to visit King Tara to sow faith. And then it appeared before they were on their way going. So you have to imagine that St. Patrick was an evangelist and people were not happy about him spreading the gospel. So he had some confrontations here. So he was going and they were lying in ambush because this king wanted to take him out. And St. Patrick's and his monks were hid. And when they hid, they saw a wild deer and this fawn was following them. So the story tells us that St. Patrick's breastplate is a supernatural phenomenon. I call it an entity. I had to think about that because to me it wasn't a being. Some things are just entities. They're spiritual entities that God has provided. So this entity hid St. Patrick and his monks from peril. The king was unable to see them. He could only see the deer. So today we would call that a supernatural cloaking device. Any of you, raise your hands. Any of you, could you ever use a supernatural cloaking device? Oh, hence the deer's cry because the fawn is said to be following them. So I heard this particular song and it captured me into the realms of glory. It's absolutely wonderful. So I'm going to read the lyrics to you now. And if I get brave enough, I'm going to share it with you towards the end and maybe I'll sing the tune for you. I don't know. Sometimes singing over a podcast microphone just is not the most attractive thing. So let me get past myself here for a bit here. I'll share the lyrics and I'm sure Holy Spirit will get my heart to be brave by the end. Okay. I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of the sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's eye to look before me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me from all who shall wish me ill, afar and anear, alone and in a multitude. Against every cruel, merciless power that may oppose my body and soul, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, and Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, and Christ when I arise, and Christ to shield me. Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. I arise today. Isn't that beautiful? So those lyrics are taken from a translation of the 8th century, and it's an anonymous poem, but it apparently is attributed to Saint Patrick. The words in their original dialect, when you say I arise, have also been translated as I gird myself. The prayer poem serves as a prayer for protection against the perils faced by medieval travelers. I love those historical things, don't you? So I listened to this again and again, and I found so much intimate strength there. So much intimate strength. So now I'm going to tell you my story, starting from 2017. So this is the first time that I had encountered Patrick Shield in the spirit. I saw it covering over my spiritual mountain as if to hide what I was doing, to hide me on the top of my spiritual mountain. And here is what was going on in my life at that particular time. So I was helping a woman with inner healing and deliverance. Her behavior had estranged her from most of her family. Her husband was at his wit's end trying to help her. She had an addiction to being sick. And she was so sick that death was literally knocking at her door. So I was sought out. Holy Spirit, you know, connected us, because I'm a unique individual with abilities for deliverance. So listeners, family, would you allow me to share with you these particular demonic behaviors and how they were portrayed to me? This is how I understood them when I took her particular case before the courts of heavens. So the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I grow when I hear somebody else's experience. And we want to grow when we listen to love, and even if it's hard truths, right? That love sometimes is a really hard truth, but when we listen with our heart and our ears open, then we grow. And so that's why I'm going to share it with you. So I had authority from her husband first. He'd given me the authority and permission. And I also had verbal authority from the lady herself. She was so desperate for freedom. She was so entangled in the negative behavior of being sick. So this gave me permission to intercede on her behalf. You know, we can always pray for people, but in my experience in the spirit realm, I've learned from a heavenly perspective to first and always get Jesus's permission that he actually wants me to do this. And then any earthly agreement that you can step into is just an added benefit. It's the more agreement that you have, it's the more you get to the oneness of what Jesus wants to do in a person's heart. Our own personal agreement with the Lord is imperative. Imperative. So here is my notes from my intercession standing in the courts of heaven. Father, I ask for your forgiveness on behalf of this lady for controlling the key of her life. I ask for forgiveness from control, self-protection, self-judgment, selfishness, self-centeredness, unforgiveness, and bitterness affecting the body and the bones. I ask for forgiveness for holding on to grievances. The Lord showed me that she had a box of old letters. For condemning words, I saw what looked like a dirty toothbrush. For forgiveness for self-hate, self-condemnation. And at this point, I saw a whip and a strap in a box, whipping words against herself and others. Fear, at this point, I saw in the spirit what looked like Scrabble letters. You know the game Scrabble with the letters that you can put on the game board? Well, these were different letters, the different way that fear had controlled her life, and that she had been playing with fear and the letters had been tasseled onto the key that she had. So she carried them everywhere with her. So I saw pictures of her family that were pasted on the inside top of this box. And there was estrangement and distance and separating of her children. So I saw this small nosegay, a little bouquet of dried flowers. I asked for forgiveness for holding on to things of the past, dead seasons in our life. I saw her standing there naked. Father, I ask for forgiveness for partnering with and allowing the enemy to steal our robe of righteousness. So I saw her righteous robe clothed around her again. It was such a gorgeous sight. Just the Lord re-robed her because all those complaints were removed. So I saw Jesus. He picked her up into his arms and he carried her over to his seat of mercy. And the authority of the blood, and he started to brush her hair. And he started to untangle it. And he was pulling snarls and burrs out of her hair. And then all of a sudden I saw the lady and she moved to lick her wounds. And I saw Jesus, he grabbed her hand and said, "No. Don't lick your wounds." That's how they remain open. And I saw him holding down her hand, and then he put like a medical dog collar around her neck. So Jesus was forcing her to heal. Isn't that an amazing story? Forcing her to heal, forcing her negative behaviors, forcing her to stop licking her wounds. I met with her a couple more times from that point, and the behavior to estrange herself from others, she also removed me from any further ministry. And actually, I've never heard from her or her family again. But many years later, I was stumbling in Facebook and I saw happy pictures of her and her husband. Yay, yay, yay. Happy pictures of her and her husband. Praise the Lord. So the second time Patrick Shield assisted me was when I encountered a hidden conversation between two highly respected individuals. Mm-hmm. So I was cloaked. Absolutely. So I knew one of the individuals well enough that after this encounter, it was so odd. I could see them talking like out in my patio, and I literally got up, opened the sliding glass door, and well, where'd they go? It was like they were really sitting on my patio and I could see and hear the whole conversation. And every time I opened the sliding glass door, they were gone. It was the oddest encounter, but it was so fascinating. And that is how Patrick Shield responded. It kept me cloaked. Mm-hmm. I asked my one friend, because I knew him well enough, directly, and I mentioned this encounter, and he confirmed that the conversation actually happened. So what I encountered was I saw that the enemy was trying to create a dissension, and it was the Lord's heart that these two individuals create an alliance and a friendship. So with that, the Lord gave me an assignment, a mandate to follow up this particular alliance of friendship, which took me to England for the very first time. Oh, and by the way, those particular individuals are great friends today. Just a happy, fun note, right? Because this was the very first time that I had been to Europe across the Atlantic pond. And so I flew into the Dublin airport. And, you know, I'd been flying for 14 hours and it was like 5:30 a.m. in the morning. And I remember walking in the airport. It was pretty quiet there. There were still quite a bit of workers there. And we had to go all the way to the end of another terminal and wait for my particular flight to take me to England. And I remember I went, oh, this is just like huge. I was so excited. Here I am. I am in Ireland, even if it's just in the airport. And so I walked up to a very sleepy airport worker and I asked him, I said, is there anywhere that you can get a Guinness in the airport? And he looks at me and he woke up and he goes, ma'am, you can drink Guinness at any time of the day in Ireland. So he pointed me to a vendor that was down the way there, and I went, and that was the first thing that I did when I stepped on European soil is I sat down and I had a glass of Guinness. It's so fun. I have a picture of me doing that. It's really fun. And I will never forget it. And my goodness, it tastes totally different when you have it on tap in Ireland than what you get here in the U.S. But it's still really good. Did I make you laugh? I know. I'm just the kind of person like last week, right? I want a pinch me moment, and sometimes you just got to make a pinch me moment so that you always remember it, where you were, what you were doing. Last week was a pinch me moment when I went to the top of the Yaquina Bay Bridge. Wendy, you heard it. Go listen to episode 100. Woo, it'll blow you away, literally. So my story is getting a little bit lengthy here. But so I'll condense it here. But Patrick Shield assisted me on my entire faith journey going to England this very first time. I've also had in a particular assignment with Enoch and the galaxies.
And Patrick Shield was there to protect me. And it was interesting. I realized that I had the abilities that were given to enter other ages. I know that spiritually goes, what did she say? Yes, to enter other ages. And Patrick Shield was there and a part of that particular encounter. So because of my own personal encounters with Patrick Shield, I hear you say, well, what does that look like? I'd say it was more of a presence of a knowing that a divine entity was there with you. To say, what does it look like? That's difficult. I'm trying to think back from my Star Trek history. It's kind of like, how could I describe it? I knew in my spirit, because this in my spirit, I could see it as a protective shield. That's how the library of my understanding would recognize it. But my eyes would see more of a collection of light, maybe like a collection of light, more like a fog. In the spirit, and it wasn't moist, though. It was more a collection of light, maybe like a bubble or a half bubble, because it was a shield. That's it. It's more of that glycerol consistency. You know what glycerol is? Glycerol is the liquid that they put inside of snow globes, and it kind of slow things down from water, but it's still quite clear, but you can see it's got a little bit of a gelatin makeup to it. So glycerol. So it is a being, an entity of a collection of light. I know, stretch it here. That's how you describe something in the spirit. But you will run again. Remember that word glycerol, because that explains many different types of things in the spirit. Just write it down. You go, oh, I'm glad she told me that. Okay, so from my personal encounters, I can verify that St. Patrick had a divine entity which counseled him and protected him and those that were with him. There's no stretch to that at all. I can verify it by my own personal encounters. And don't you just love the love of God and the mystical nature of Christ? Oh my goodness. So here we are again, and I'm going to be brave. And I'm going to sing the song here. If you know it, join along with me. And I want you to hear it as a valiant prayer. When I say valiant prayer, let's move this in a little bit more personal. For the whole week, I kept asking Holy Spirit, oh, right, what should we do for the episode? You know, what's the framework? I'm always asking. And I didn't seem to have a rest or a peace in my heart for what we were going to talk about today. And this morning I got up and a distraction occurred. And it was a painful distraction. And all of a sudden I went, oh. And so when you have a painful distraction, I didn't know. And then you go talk to the Lord about it. Your heart is just submissive and saying, ouch, God. And when you bring your ouch, God, I didn't need this, that distraction, it just, all of a sudden I just felt it all over me. I felt his presence and his comfort. And I went, okay, we're going to talk about Patrick Shield today, aren't we? So, I can feel that. Did you feel the shift and the change in the spirit on that one? Yeah. So if you have encountered an ouch distraction, just let me sing over you, okay? This is a valiant prayer. And remember, when we talk and discuss spiritual encounters, what does it do? It opens the door and it gives that invitation. And you, in honor, you are honoring what is being said in the room, and it manifests. So don't be surprised at all. Okay? And I do apologize if the frequency gets distorted. I do apologize. That's one of the reasons why I hesitate. But then again, it's about him, right? I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of the sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's eye to look before me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me from all who would wish me ill, afar and anear, alone and in a multitude, against every cruel, merciless power that may oppose my body and soul. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, and Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, and Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, and Christ to shield me, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, and Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. I arise today. Thank you for spending this time with me today. I bless you. I release and bless the miracle, the mystic nature of Christ in you to arise today. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'll talk to you again next week. Bye now.